It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. This week, politics, of course, is creeping into everything, including Day to Day's Wednesday book segment. Our literary editor, Karen Grigsby Bates, speaks with Samuel Abrams. He's one of the authors of Culture War, The Myth of a Polarized America. He argues that American attitudes are not divided between red states and blue states, and that the truth is mostly gray.
In 1992, Patrick Buchanan addressed the Republican National Convention and told delegates in no uncertain terms what was at stake in the contest between an Arkansas governor named Bill Clinton and incumbent President George H.W. Bush.
Friends, this election is about more than who gets what. It is about who we are. It is about what we believe and what we stand for. As Americans, there is a religious war going on in this country. It is a cultural war as critical to the kind of nation we shall be as the Cold War itself, for this war is for the soul of America.
Cultural war became a shortcut description for the tension between parts of America that came to be known as red and blue states. Samuel Abrams is co-author with Morris Fiorina and Jeremy Pope of Culture War, The Myth of a Polarized America. Harvard social scientist Abrams says the alleged culture war in this country exists all right, but mostly in the minds of our media.
Well, it makes good copy. It sells a lot of newspapers. It enables talk show hosts to have long discussions and have a lot of people call in with very, very strong opinions one way or the other.
In other words, the red-blue maps and analogies help keep Rush Limbaugh and press from the New York Times and, yes, NPR in business. But the truth, according to the studies Abrams and his partners conducted for Culture War, is a different color entirely.
Most people are really in the middle. Our argument is that this whole red-blue dichotomy is a gross oversimplification of reality. When, in reality, if we look at the map should be primarily gray.
Abrams and his team don't deny there are some differences among Americans, but they argue that the sharp division depicted by the media doesn't exist in reality. Take the hot-button issue of abortion.
What we constantly see reported in the press is that there's this deep divide with respect to abortion. Liberals are very, very pro-choice, and conservatives are very, very pro-life. The recent debates held by Kerry and Bush would suggest this, but in reality, our survey research reveals that pretty much Americans are very even-handed on this.
When Abrams and his fellow researchers question people using variables, what happens if the mother's health is endangered, or if she's raped, or if there is a possibility of severe birth defects, they discovered that the divide narrowed considerably. Most Americans, it turns out, think abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Abrams says Americans are closer to each other than the media would indicate on other issues, too. Even this year's presidential candidates, he says, aren't purely red or blue.
If you look at President Bush's positions on a number of things, he'll espouse smaller government, more control to the people, less government intervention. But when it comes to private behaviors, he believes that the government should enlarge its role in the lives of individuals.
Gay rights is widely reported to be a red-blue issue, but John Kerry, who is widely painted as a blue state candidate, agrees with red state George W. Bush that gays should not be discriminated against. And both men agree that marriage should remain a contract between heterosexual couples. So if the red-blue divide doesn't really exist, how do we fix the system to reflect that? Sam Abrams says massive electoral reform is a good place to start.
There's a very big difference between what people can express in the voting booth in terms of having a polarized choice when they have to go vote and what they truly believe. And because of the nature of redistricting and congressional races and safe seats, what tends to happen is that people don't have very many choices when they go into the voting booth. So if there's a close divide, choices very well may come out looking polarized.
And with both candidates running at a dead heat, Abrams predicts this is exactly what will happen when Americans go to the polls next week. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.